From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Luke Burbank. Coming up, as the war in Iraq drags on, NPR's Mike Pesca takes us back to America's first war as a nation against the Barbary pirates.
First, Vice President Dick Cheney arrived in Kabul, Afghanistan today for talks with that country's President Hamid Karzai. He was in the Afghan capital after meeting in Islamabad with the President of Pakistan, Pervez Musharraf. Both visits were not announced in advance. The White House wants Pakistan to do more to crack down on Taliban and Al-Qaeda operatives working along Pakistan's lawless border with Afghanistan. We're joined from Lahore, Pakistan, by journalist Ahmed Rashid. Ahmed, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you.
We've heard that Vice President Cheney may have actually threatened to withhold U.S. aid to Pakistan if General Musharraf doesn't do more against the Taliban and al-Qaeda. What are you hearing there on reports about their talks?
Well, I think the administration is under enormous pressure with a Democrat Congress. Large numbers of Democrat congressmen and senators have been to Pakistan in the last few weeks, including Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi. They have gone back home and criticized President Bush and Vice President Cheney for continuing to mollycoddle President Musharraf, as they see it. And the Democrats are pushing a bill through Congress, which in fact could cut off aid to Pakistan unless the president can guarantee that the Pakistanis are doing enough in the war on terror.
A piece in the New York Times today says the Bush administration is trying to up the pressure on Pakistan and says American spy satellites are watching what look like al-Qaeda camps in this Waziristan province along the Afghan border, that the camps are plainly there. They know they're there.
Certainly. I was told 6 months ago in Kabul, not just by the Americans, but even by NATO forces, who now have much better intelligence of these Taliban and al-Qaeda training camps. And they were very worried about it last summer. And, of course, now we're at the beginning of a major Taliban offensive. There are up to 1,000 Taliban have crossed into southern Afghanistan in the last 10 days or so. And certainly this intelligence is going to be very upfront. Cheney had with him a senior CIA official who obviously briefed President Musharraf on what all the Americans know. And I think it's going to be very difficult for Musharraf to deny, although this evening the Pakistani Foreign Office has issued a very strong denial and saying that Pakistan has done the utmost and will do no more in the war on terror.
You mentioned the threat of cutoff of aid. This is several hundred million dollars. Pakistan is now the fifth largest recipient of U.S. foreign aid. That's something at risk for General Musharraf. What is he going to do? I mean, can he just sit there and say, I'm not going to do any more than I am?
Well, I think President Musharraf, I mean, is certainly in a very difficult position. This is election year for him. He wants to stand as president for another 5 years. At the end of the year, there has to be parliamentary elections. He certainly doesn't want to be seen to be bending to American diktat at this precise moment in time and lose the support of the fundamentalist parties who have supported him all along. But the issue is that if he does not take on the fundamentalist parties, he can't take on the Taliban and al-Qaeda either. And, of course, then that leaves him with not just the American pressure, but the pressure that is growing from NATO countries now. All these European countries are looking to the Americans and saying, Musharraf is your responsibility, President Bush. You have to deal with him. You have to get the Pakistanis to do more. And that's the dilemma. I think probably Musharraf is banking on the fact that if the Americans invade or attack Iran, then they will not want to rock the boat too much with Pakistan, given that Pakistan is a crucial neighbor of Iran, and certainly the Americans would want to make sure that Pakistan was not in turmoil at that time.
Ahmed Rashid, a journalist and the author of the books Taliban and Jihad, he joined us from Lahore, Pakistan.